Hello, everyone. This is Carmela, and I'm so excited that you're here with me on our very first call for the Inner Circle Network. I have so many things that I want to share with you. I have notes everywhere, right? It's because I'm just excited. So let's jump right in. First, I want to welcome you to the Inner Circle Network, and I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for the investment that you've made in yourself. And sometimes we forget to celebrate ourselves. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in a few minutes, but it's so important that you celebrate yourself. I'm going to go ahead and turn on Q&A. So anytime throughout, if you have a question, just hit *6, and it'll put you in the queue, and I'll be able to answer your questions in the order in which. So I have already started Q&A. Just press *6 if you would like to ask a question. But first things first, again, welcome to those of you, well, all of you joining the Inner Circle Network. This is going to be an elite group of individuals that has seen the value of investing in yourselves. We're going to be, this entire year is going to be like one mega leadership training mastermind, because I believe that each person has something to add to the group. And you'll be able to share your input, share your testimonials of, you know, what things are working for you. When you have questions, when you have upcoming events and you need some insight, post those questions in our Inner Circle Network group so that we can share with each other things that have worked, recommendations, because we all come from different backgrounds. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that we all have things that we can add to each other. So quickly, I want to review your homepage when you log in. Be sure to listen to the welcome video. It's 7.5 minutes long. It's a welcome video. It kind of tells you what to expect. On that login page, on the left, you'll see the calendar of events. Those are our monthly calls at 8 o'clock p.m. each month. They're really like the last Thursday of the month, but I encourage you to go ahead and put those calls in your calendar. And then you'll also see the monthly lessons are to the right. If you'll just click on the 1 for lesson 1, click on the 2 for lesson 2, and it'll take you into that screen. Each lesson comes with a video lesson and worksheets for you to work through. And then on the video lessons, you'll see me and the worksheet, and I'll be going through that content with you. And then on that home page, the login page, you'll see recorded calls. All of the recorded calls will be logged there. And then you'll see bonus content. So my goal is to have more bonus content added every month. Every month I'm going to be adding something else just for the Inner Circle Network. So that's your home page, and that's kind of how you will navigate through that page. Everything that you need is right there. The next thing I wanted to discuss on this call, which is very important, is time management. Make sure that you utilize your calendar. You put your time in. What are you going to do today? You may not be that specific. For instance, if you're still working on another job and you're building your business on the side, I still encourage you every day to set aside some time for your business. If you don't set aside time every day for your business, it will not grow it won't grow the way that you want it to grow. And a lot of times we get frustrated. We're thinking, you know, I've been working at this thing 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, but we've been working at it sporadically, so the growth is sporadic. But when you make it intentional and you begin to work on this thing every day, even if it's 5 to 15 minutes a day, just set that time aside. You may have to get up early. You may have to do it late. You may have to do it on your lunch break. Do what works for you. But the key is to make sure that you put some time in every day on your dream. If you don't work on your dream every day, it's just going to take longer for it to get to where you want it to be. And listen, you invested in yourself for the Inner Circle Network. So this is not, I won't be babying you, right? Because you're investing in this. You invested in yourself, and you want to see results. And in order to get results, you have to work your plan. I also encourage you to get one notebook and keep everything in it. I try to be pretty organized when it comes to my calendar, but I have not been as organized when it came to my notebook and with my daily training, because I may have one at my office, one at home, and one in my purse. But I encourage you to get one notebook to keep all of your handouts in, if you're printing your handouts, so that you can write on them, to keep your homework in. And it's not really homework. It's more like accountability steps that you'll take each month, because that way you can go back and you can see the progress. How can you see the progress if you don't have it there so that you can measure it and see where you were, see what progress you made, what answers you received? So I'm going to do a quick review. I'm not going to go all into lesson one, because you have a 30-minute video in lesson one that it goes into all these details. But lesson one is about this whole entire first quarter is about the dream, and lesson one is about taking ownership of your dream, actually making it yours. And we go into four common reasons why people have trouble even identifying their dream. One is they've been discouraged by others. They've been hindered by past hurts and disappointments. We sometimes just simply settle for being average or lack of confidence. And a lot of us have had people who have, you know, you trying to do something that's different, and they want to remind you of the people who tried before you and failed. And so sometimes we get discouraged by what other people have said, or hindered by past hurts and disappointments. I know me and a couple of my friends have had businesses that failed, and it's hard sometimes to step out again once you have experienced loss. The other thing is that third component talks about just being average. It takes a lot of work, a lot of discipline, a lot of your time in order for you to grow your business, especially if you're building it from the ground up, or grow your ministry if you're building it from the ground up. It's easy to just say that requires too much work and just settle for average. There's somebody else that will come along and do it, or I'll deal with what I got, or, you know, but you don't have to settle for just being average. Put in the time and put in the work, and eventually you get that momentum going, and it'll take care of itself. And the fourth point is lack of confidence. And I believe lack of confidence comes from lack of planning, which is what we're going to do a lot of this first quarter, identifying the dream, putting some goals in place, putting some milestones in place. You got a plan. You got a plan for the plan. You got a plan for your backup plan so that you can make some adjustments along the way. And so you don't have to deal with the lack of confidence aspect, because you have a plan that you're trying to work from. Although it's a living document, that means that it's going to change as necessary. You will have to tweak some things, but you have to be flexible, because you know the overall goal, but sometimes getting from where we are to where we desire to be, it has some crooks and some turns and some hills and some valleys all in there. But if you stay the course, you'll be able to make the adjustments and do fine. When someone else owns your dream, it'll take you out of your strength zone, S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H, strength. It takes you out of your strength zone because you're trying to do something that somebody else says that you should do instead of that which you have been created to do. When you're getting ready to walk into something and do something that you want to do, something that you were created to do, you have to tell yourself, I was born for this. I was created for this. And you have to say this over and over again so that those words become louder than any negative thought, that those positive affirmations that you believe, you say it so much that you believe it down in your spirit. Because when you own your dream, it takes you out of your comfort zone, but you're still operating in a place of strength. You want to be out of your comfort zone. We can't build anything comfortable. So in order to grow, yes, we're going to be stretched. And, yes, you're going to step outside of your comfort zone. I shared a picture of the A1 bottle. And it talks about the A1 sauce. It was so hilarious to me. It says, steak don't own me. I can be on a baked potato if I want to. And if I do, the baked potato is going to love me. And that's what this is about. It's about you drawing outside of the lines. It's about you getting outside of your comfort zone, providing a solution for a problem. Because those are those successful businesses, those successful ministries, those successful daycares and schools and youth programs, because they provide a solution to a problem. It takes us out of our comfort zone, but it yields great return. Ownership, that's that question, making sure that we identify our dream clearly and concisely. Another page in your homework, it says how to take ownership of your dream. It gives you four things. One is bet on yourself. I can speak for me. I do not have a problem at all believing in other people. I am a natural encourager, a natural motivator. I get excitement doing it. But a lot of times, we don't have that same confidence, that same motivation when it comes to betting on ourselves. And so that's the very first thing. You've got to believe in you. See, you can succeed if other people don't believe in you. But you won't succeed if you don't believe in you. That's why this first lesson is so important. It's to help you identify what it is that you're ready to do. Number two, lead your life instead of accepting your life. Don't just let the day go by. That's why we take control of our calendar. If you are working your business full-time, I remember when I left my job and I came to work full-time in ministry, and then that led into a lot of other things. But I know for probably the first 3 to 6 months, it was a battle because people felt like, well, since she's not working full-time, then she can run errands. And since she's not working full-time, then I'll just stop by and talk to her until my next appointment. And people would just come to my office and sit for an hour and 2 hours. I had to take control of my calendar because I was not getting anything done. I did need to encourage the people. I did need to minister to them, but these were not ministry appointments. These were people that just needed to kill time. Well, I didn't have time to kill. My time is valuable, and your time is valuable. Your time is valuable. The third thing, love what you do and do what you love. You want to be able to get to a place where you can do what you love. And the fourth thing is don't compare yourself or your vision to other people. Don't do it. Don't compare yourself or your vision to other people because your vision is uniquely yours. Even if somebody else is doing the same thing, they still don't do it like you do it. There's something unique that you bring to the table. There are about 10,000, it's between 9 and 10,000 John Maxwell coaches. Every last one of us brings something different to the table. And it took me a while to get comfortable in knowing, get comfortable having so many other people around doing the same thing, because I had to figure out what it was that I brought to the table. And I had to be comfortable in that. I can do me very well. I don't have to duplicate anybody else's services. I don't have to duplicate anybody else's content or experiences. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do, is make sure that you do what you do, do it well. You're going to see that although you have this one vision and idea, everything that you've done leading up to this moment is going to add value to your vision. Another tip I want to give you is called ACT. The letter ACT is spelled out ACT. Each month, write out what it is you want to do. And you can use the homework if you like. You can use that as your monthly guide and your monthly goal. I'll tell you what the homework is for month one. The reflection and homework assignment is to write out your dream, write out your vision, and identify one step that you'll do this month and give it a completion date. That's going to move you closer. That one step is going to move you closer to achieving your dream. Write it out what your goal is, your overall goal is for the month. At the end of the month, do your ACTs, break them down. Look at the A. A stands for accomplished. What did you get accomplished this month? Many times we want to focus on what we did not do, but I encourage you to focus on what you did get done. What did I accomplish? Write it out. C stands for celebrate. Treat yourself to something. It could be to get your nails done. It could be a pair of shoes. I don't know what it is. You know what it is that you want. But treat yourself to something. Celebrate. And the T stands for tweak. Make the necessary adjustments. So accomplish, celebrate, and tweak. Do your ACT every single month. Because if not, what happens is we get burnt out because we're working, and it does not feel like we're getting anywhere. It doesn't seem like things are moving the way that we would like for them to move. It doesn't feel like we're accomplishing what it is that we want to accomplish, and so we get frustrated and we begin to get burnt out. But if you will pause every month, reflection is so important. If you will pause every month and just look back and see what it is that you have accomplished and give yourself a treat. If you're dieting, have a treat. Have something sweet that one day, you know, but give yourself something special to celebrate you. And this is the key thing. This next thing is what I've been really, really excited about sharing with you on tonight. I want you to take a sheet of paper. If you don't have a sheet of paper, in the future, make sure you keep your notebook and your pen, but you can go back and listen to this and be able to do this activity. If you have one full clean sheet of paper, and you need to make four columns on that page, so there's really three lines because that left one will be your first column. Across the top of that paper, I want you to write my five-year vision plan. That's your heading. My five-year vision plan. In your first column to the left is your vision question. That's the heading, vision question. The second column is years 0 to 1. That's the heading for that one. The third column, write years 2 to 4. That's that heading. And the fourth column, write year 5. So you have a heading across the top that says my five-year vision plan, and you have four columns underneath. Your left column, the heading for that left column is my vision question. The heading for the second column is year 0 to 1. The heading for the third column is years 2 to 4. And the heading for the fourth column is year 5. Now, I'm going to give you the questions to put in your My Vision question column, that first column. I want you to write these questions in. And then I want you to, you know, use these next 30 days to fill in the other blanks. Let's get started. The first question under My Vision question is, what do I want to accomplish or achieve? What do I want to accomplish or achieve? That's your first question. Leave some room for you to write. Skip down and do number 2. What do I want to be doing? What do I want to be doing? Leave some room, skip down. Your third question, who am I impacting? Who am I impacting? And your fourth question is, who do I need on my team? Who do I need on my team? Remember, if you have a question, just press star 6 and put you in the queue. So the first question, I'm going to review them again, and then I'm going to talk about each one. The first question is, what do I want to accomplish or achieve? The second question is, what do I want to be doing? The third question is, who am I impacting? And the fourth question is, who do I need on my team? So the way this works is you will look in column, the second column where it says year 0 to 1, what I want to accomplish or achieve. What is it that you want to do this first year of your business or your ministry that you're, or in your career? Because you may be in the Inner Circle Network to prepare yourself for personal growth and development for a promotion. So what is it that you want to achieve in this first year? You have to write it in there. And you go and answer that question for each one of them. For year 1, what do I want to be doing? Do I want to be, for me, I'll use me as an example. Do I want to be coaching full-time, speaking full-time, doing workshops full-time? What is it that I want to be doing my first year? That third question is, who will I be impacting? Who is your target audience? Is it women? Is it business executives? Is it children? Is it single mothers? Who is it? Who is your target audience? And that fourth question, who do I need on my team? See, we need a lot of people on our team, but you have to break it down. Who can I afford? Who do I need? Who is most critical that I need to get on my team my first year? And mine was my tax preparer and my accountant and bookkeeper. She has to be here from the very beginning. And then each year I can add more people. It may be easier for you to fill out column 5 first. You may not know all the components that you want to break down, but you may know your overall what do you want to achieve or accomplish? By year five, what is it that you want to complete? What do you want to be earning? You know, these are the items. I mean, be as detailed as you want to be. There is no right or wrong. This is for you. You may be able to fill in year five on all of these. What do you want to be doing full time? Who do you want to be impacting? It may be a list of people in that fifth year. Who do you need on your team? You know, I need a graphic designer. I need a virtual assistant. I need somebody who can handle this website. You know, you have to think about all those people that you need. You may need employees. You may need a street team. You may need a marketing person. You may need, you know, somebody. You may need an assistant. But list them all and then work backwards. Now, for me, I knew what I needed the first year, and I knew what I needed the fifth year, but I wasn't sure exactly what was going to happen in years two, three, and four and when it was going to happen. So if that's the situation, don't worry about it. Fill it in as it comes. The key is to write down the piece that you know. And a lot of times we let the start stop us because we're waiting to have all the pieces before we get started. But I'm encouraging you to put down the parts that you know. And if you don't know anything except year five, start there because that's your overall vision. And this is another part of that. Write out your vision paragraph. Your vision will include these questions. What do you want to achieve? How are you going to do it? And who are you going to impact? What do you want to achieve? How are you going to do it? Who will you impact? It may just be, you know, write out that one paragraph. Share that paragraph in our Facebook group. Share your paragraph. Don't be afraid to share it. There is no right or wrong answers. Share your vision paragraph. And once you get that vision paragraph, that's the overall. That's the end result, right? Share that. That's your five-year vision paragraph. That's your summary, right? Share it. And then you can take that and break that down into pieces and work backwards if you need to. So that's the in a nutshell, that's the goal for your first month. The goal for your first month is for you to be able to clearly identify where it is you're going. What is it that you like to achieve? Who is it that needs your services? And who do you need on your team? What areas do you need help in? If you don't know how to identify who you need on your team, you know, there's other things that I can help you with. Just ask me those questions. Let me know. I can share. If wasting time is an issue, I have a 15-minute miracle form that I can share with you for you to do for a few days to kind of identify the times of the day and the things that you're doing that's wasting your time. If you're having a problem trying to identify who needs to be on your team, maybe we need to do an identifying strengths and weaknesses exercise so that you can look at those things that you do very well with a little bit of effort, and then those things that you can still do, but it just takes you a little bit longer to do. Well, those are the things that you want to be able to delegate at the appointed time. In the beginning, yes, we have to wear all the hats. But there comes a time where you have to be able to release those things. Once you find somebody, whether it's a volunteer or a paid employee, that's willing, that can do it at least 80% as good as you, delegate it to them. Don't wait on them to have it perfect, because there has to be a learning curve. We have to allow them the ability to learn and grow and then encourage them to add to it their own creativity. So if they can do it at least 80% as good as you, then release it to them and let them do it. Also on that Facebook page, on our Inner Circle Network Facebook page, I shared a video. I did a video on priorities. Look at it. It talks about those same things. It's called priorities and time management, but it's all the same thing. It's identifying the things that you need to do, the things that you need to delegate, and the things that you need to dump. Everything is not worth your time, and every person will not be your client. If you are an event planner and somebody asks you to do their clerical work for your business, you are not a virtual assistant. You are not a secretary. You are an event planner. Why would you even accept that assignment? So make sure that's why it's so important to write out your vision so that you are confident in exactly what it is that you want to do, but you're flexible enough to make the necessary adjustments along the way. So I know I gave you a ton of information, but I always want to make your time is valuable, and I want to make sure that our time together is time well spent. for your vision paragraph. I encourage you to post it in our Facebook group in your vision paragraph. It's like your overall vision for the next 5 years. You'll be answering those questions. What will I achieve? What do I want to be doing? Who will I be impacting? And who do I need on my team? And you can share that. And I wish I would have pulled mine out, because I would have shared it with you. Because I remember when I did mine and I thought, oh, well, that is too much, Carmela, that's too much. But really, when I see how God is growing what I'm doing, then I realize, no, it's not too much. Okay, here it is. See, that again, that's why it's important to have everything in one notebook. This is part of my vision. It says, my vision, this was my 2020 vision. My vision is to develop a team of 10 coaches, speakers, and leadership trainers that are committed to adding value to businesses and individuals. Because I live in a rural area, I see my team being a valuable asset first to our region. Although the team will travel nationally and internationally, our heart will be to bring quality training and empowerment to rural areas across the nation. I will serve as a full-time success coach and leadership trainer. My team will consist of project managers, sales executives, graphic designers, coaches, teachers, motivational speakers, while I focus on the details of the overall experience. So yours may not sound anything like mine, but it took me 2 weeks to get it all together before I was able to share it, because I had all of the pieces here and there, and then I was afraid to dream. So don't be afraid to dream. Right now it's just me, and I'm doing it all, right? It's me and you, because we're a team. But I see 5 years from now how this could come together, because it's starting to come together now. So I've given you a ton of information. Don't forget your time management tips. Don't forget to get you one notebook to keep everything together. I encourage you to do lesson one as soon as you can. Go through it, listen to the video, and then set your time every month to go back and get the next training so that you can stay on top of it. Monthly, do your ATTs, accomplish, celebrate, and tweet, and then get your five-year plan. Start working on your five-year plan. Remember, your five-year plan won't be perfect. You will not have all the pieces, and that's okay. Right now, we're just developing the foundation, developing that shell, and then you'll be able to add the substance as we go. My goal is that you'll start seeing some progress between 30 to 90 days. But the reason why I wanted to do a 12-month program is because when I started my program, February 2015, I made some moves very quickly, and then I got sick. And so everything rose and fell on me only. And so the reason why you need a long-term training, the reason we need a long-term training program, is so that you can begin to build sustainability. And you can put some things in place and put a team in place so that 5 years from now you're able to take a vacation. You're able to take some time off. If your children or your grandchildren need you, you're able to do that and you don't lose money. The business continues to move forward. And so that completes my training. For tonight, I like to do just 30 minutes of training, and then I'm available if you have any questions or any comments on anything that I've shared on tonight. So for the callers that's on the call, if you have a question, please press *6, and I'll take your question at this time. And while you're trying to determine whether or not you have a question, and listen, there are no silly questions. Ask your question. I've taken more notes in the Q&A session than I have in the other session, because somebody asked something and it was something that I didn't even think about. But it allowed me to prepare for something in the future that I would not have even thought about. But press *6 if you want to get in the queue. And then if not, I'll do a summary and we'll wrap up on tonight. So remember to log in. I did the review at the beginning. If you missed some of it, the recording will be there for you. I expect for you to grow, and I'm here to help you. My only goal is to help you achieve your goals, not mine, but the goals that you set. Be careful about your time management. Do your overview of lesson one. Celebrate yourself every month. Work on your 5-year plan with your four columns, and post in the Inner Circle Network Facebook group your 5-year vision paragraph. Thank you so much for your time on tonight. I'm going to stop the recording, and then we'll say goodnight.